Yo,
What's up, homeboy? What's good?
oh, hold on one second, brother. Yeah.
All right.
Not much. How you been?
I've been all right, bro.
That's good. That's good. How's the day off going?
It's going. It's a bit boring. It's a bit hot.
It's like that. You know what we forget to do every time we do these fucking podcasts? The fucking intro, bro. You just I either come in say yo, and then we just talk. Welcome back to the podcast. Sorry we've been a little slackish lately. Just been working at everything else. Who knows what this one's gonna be about? Let's just dive in and talk.
So how you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit better than before, but I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'm not too worried about it. We're good.
Well, I know last night you kind of like were about to get sick over the podcast, so I just kind of like make sure.
I was, so I had to cut that. But I mean, like I said, I'm doing pretty good right now. Just chilling, to be honest with you, just relaxing.
Good, good, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, just doing what I need to for right now until Monday, basically. Honestly, I'm not really like pushing myself to do too much because like we got work on Monday and.
Yeah, I need you to be better.
Yeah, that's crazy. But sorry, I didn't mean that towards you. I meant that towards that towards my text. Yeah, but I don't remember what days you and I have off. This coming week, like I know it's that week gonna work, but I forget how it's set up. I think I'm off for like, no, that's the following. I forget how the fuck my, huh?
I know I work Monday, I'm off Tuesday, come back Wednesday, off Thursday, work Friday, and work Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think that's how my schedule. Excuse me. I know we were supposed to go do the Crybaby Bridge, and I apologize for that. I'm hoping that if it's not this week, the next week that we're off, like weekend wise, that we're not working or whatever, that we get to, you know.
Yeah, the week that we get paid, we have that weekend off. So hopefully, when you're feeling a lot better than what happened this weekend. Hopefully, we can go and get and do that area.
Well,
what?
This is what I was thinking. To be honest,
okay.
Why don't we do small scale shit? Like, why don't we do a cemetery? Either go back to Nusky Hill, whatever the fuck it's called out in Bethlehem. We'll stay there. We'll do overnight there. We'll go there from I don't know. We'll go 12 to about whatever time the sunrise is the next day since we're off. It'll just be me and you inside a cemetery until I think like what 6 or 7 in the morning. Do some shit there, see what we get, upload it, let that rock for a little bit, wait 2 weeks to see what it draws while you know we drop that, we do more podcasting like we should be.
Yeah,
and you know we just go from there because that's the way I see it. Because that's the only way we're gonna get shit done. But if we start small scale and do shit inside Bethlehem,
mm-hmm.
and then work our way out, I feel like it'll be better. Like you know we'll do this. I don't know how, if I don't know if they're doing it, or maybe like I can call the hotel Bethlehem and see if they're gonna rent one of the suites, like that one suite that I want to go to. We can do that. You know, and do some cemeteries out here and then go to, was it New Hope? Yeah, New Hope, and we'll do the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to look forward to. You know, we'll just throw that out there. Like, if it's not going to be this weekend because we got to work, which, you know, it is
yep.
what it is. But it's the following weekend when we're off. We'll go, if we don't work that Friday, well, I think we work that Friday. Yeah, we work that Friday when we get paid. So when we're off that Saturday, we'll go Saturday. We'll go Saturday into Sunday. Yeah, Saturday night into Sunday morning. We'll do not the 24 hours, but like an overnight thing. And then, we'll just go from there and we'll just see what happens.
Oh, yeah. I'm like really excited to get videos on. It's just the excitement.
Yes, I mean, I'm really excited to see what we get. Like I said, you know, I'm hoping that, like, the small shit, you know, kind of stays around for a little bit, then we'll do the big scale. Like I said, the main place I really want to go to out in Pennsylvania is, well, there's a few. There's the Hotel Bethlehem. That's the main one I really want to hit, especially with that haunted room, so-called haunted room. And then there's, like, a few other, like, you know, New Hope. There's some good places out there. I forget the other spot. The Penitentiary.
I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking into places, like, in the UK or whatever that are, like, really, really haunted. But I'm not doing nothing until we hit out, like, wherever we can here. Because, PA, Jersey, and New York. PA, Jersey, and New York got some haunted places, like upstate New York, Jersey. There's some good places out in Jersey to go to. And then down, like I said, I eventually want to go out west to do the Queen Mary, the Stanley Hotel in Colorado, and what's the one? The Biltmore Hotel, and I believe that one's in, I want to say Florida. I'm pretty sure that's where the Biltmore Hotel is.
We would have to look it up and see where it's located. Just make sure
No doubt. So you want to hear something funny?
What's up?
With everything going on with, like, you know, this whole stupid pandemic and, you know, just everybody working and trying to find jobs and all this shit. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was doing something the other day where he, like, hurt himself or whatever the case might be. He did something stupid. And this motherfucker goes, he was going to go to the hospital, but he knows they're going to test him because he's, you know, for coronavirus. I was like, yeah, that's what they do. He was like, yeah, so I went home, I put my arm. Because I think he said, like, he broke his arm or he did something stupid to his arm. He's like, instead of going to the hospital to get it, you know, properly checked, this dumbass took the curtains from the window, and he made that shit into a hammock for his arm. And I was like, yo, this dude is he's a retard, bro. Like, I love the guy to death, but he's an idiot. So that was something funny. I was just streaming going, what's going on with that?
That's freaking wild.
Yeah. Yo, how's your streaming and all that? Like, how's your videos? You hear me?
Yeah, I hear, bro. I'm sure.
Alright. How's the videos coming?
Oh, they're doing alright.
That's good. Doing any more streams?
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit. I did like two, three streams today.
That's not too bad.
I think I did a 6-hour stream. I've been recording since, well, I did record one since like 9 o'clock this morning. And I just ended at maybe five or six.
That's not bad. It's pretty damn good, bro. What else can we talk to? I mean, we got so much shit we could talk about. All right, since I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but whatever. I know I told you about this, what was it, the other day. I don't know how many other people, like, watch the news or just, you know, like, follow up on sports. There's a few things I want to talk about. So one, Oh, the NHL, they just, I guess, approved to come back to do a 24-format playoff bracket, which I think is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. The NBA is in talk about coming back and using Disney World Sports Complex to return. They're talking about like late July, but they don't know if that's 100% guaranteed. The Superdome, the Mercedes-Benz Dome, whatever the fuck it's called in New Orleans. Apparently, a porn site or an adult site, whatever you want to call it nowadays, put in a fucking bid of $15 million to basically have the New Orleans Stadium or football dome named after them for the 21 season. Cannot make this up. That is legit. They legit put in a bid for $15 million for their names to be on the dome, and it will no longer be because the lease for that name is up. Mercedes Dome, whatever they're called. So it's up. Whatever it's called. And I made a comment about that. I was like, now I know why the world's ending. While we have the pandemic, while Trump's in office, and all this other bullshit. And right there just solidifies how I feel about this goddamn world. The simple fact that a fucking porn site or adult, whatever, fuck it, it's a porn site. That's what it is. It's porn. Everyone knows what the fuck porn is, so I'm not going to fucking call it adult site. But a porn site really wants to make a bidding for a fucking the football stadium. I really hope New Orleans and them tell them no, because if they really go through with that shit, that's going to be really disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be disrespectful to me, too, because that's just messed up.
So they need money. Yeah, but you know what, not nothing. As a person that owns that team, I don't want people to sit here and be like, oh, you know where New Orleans plays at? Yeah, at the oh, shit. Or whatever, like X-Hamster, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know what the fuck at the porn site.
With a pineapple, with a chicken wing on top.
You said with a chicken wing on top? What the fuck?
I stopped lying because that's something compared to what I was saying. I was listening to God's Country, right? We listened to God's Country and
no, it wasn't God's Country. Oh no, it might have been. There was something about like I forget what part of the song it was, and I was like, oh, potatoes. And then my brother's friend was like, that he likes mashed potatoes or some shit like that. Biggie Smalls, Big Papa.
Big Papa.
What the fuck? Bro, I don't fucking know. I'm feeling nice right now. You know, having a good day, feeling a little bit better than I should.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about possibly doing a stream. Well, not really a stream, but recording videos on MLB, like the Road to the Show the Show 20. I might start doing something off of that later on in the day, like not the day, but in, like the months to come. What else to say, you gotta start talking. Talk about something, Eric. Come on, bro. You got any experiences that you dealt with for a little bit, or like what?
Well, you know, my schedule is going to change a little bit because I'm going to be working 2 weekends in a row. And it's getting me a little bit tight with the whole going to do these videos for like 2 weeks. Going to be working 2 weeks, 2 weekends in a row for not going to say who, because I'm going to be working 2 weekends in a row, 2 off weekends in a row, and then everything's going back to normal.
Wait, did they put you on the schedule with what's her face? I'm not gonna say the name. But did they put you on the schedule with that person that shot out your name?
I don't know. I haven't seen the new schedule yet.
Oh, so that, how you know you're working 2 weekends?
Because me and this other person were talking about it. Because she's gonna be taking a vacation for a couple days and whatever, it's gonna be all screwed up.
Well, in the meantime, is it my person or is it your person?
My person.
Oh, okay. That makes complete sense. Okay. Oh, man, that's gonna suck big, bro.
That's gonna
I mean, so wait, then it's just gonna be you, me, and then the other two. Well, we don't know about the other one. So it's basically just gonna be us four. Oh no, wait, then we have to. No, no,
us three. Good.
We'll be fine. Us two. We have people.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
We're straight. Nick, why did you not get the? Oh my lord!
What happened?
I'm playing the MLB The Show game, and the city runs up against the wall and misses the ball. Fucking bullshit. Anyway, that's not too bad though. Like, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We can get through.
Well, at least it's gonna be you, me, and then the other person.
Yeah, we'll be fine. There's nothing like too hard about that shit.
We all right. We'll live.
Yeah, we'll be fine. What else can we talk? Oh, all right. So here we go. We got some. We can do some sports things real quick. So down in, I want to say this is in Florida. I'm gonna say something completely different. But apparently, you know, because a lot of the AA and AAA baseball canceled their entire season due to the pandemic, which is kind of stupid, but whatever. A minor league baseball stadium was turned into a B&B, an Airbnb. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I want to say it was in Pensacola, Florida. I'm pretty sure that's probably where it was, but I could be wrong. But the Minnesota Twins minor league team, you know, did something like that, which I think is pretty dope. Like, that's pretty dope. Found out that Patrick Ewing has been tested for COVID-19 and he's positive. That was a breaking news last night on ESPN, or the other night.
I think I got a notification about that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know notifications about a lot of stuff, but
yeah.
I mean, even what was it? The whole Penn situation. Which was funny as hell when you showed me it, and like I actually listened to the video. I was like, bruh. Echo. My bad. My brother's over here talking to somebody on the phone. And he's like, I hear myself echo. I think he hears himself echo all the time. What else? Again, when we get paid, or even prior to then, I'm gonna buy a camera, I'm gonna buy a recorder. You know, we're just gonna sit here and do what we can until, you know, it decides to not only be a pandemic, but we can like go on like trips and shit.
Oh yeah, that would be great. Go around the world, go into different areas, different places, and investigate them.
Although, not for nothing, I personally want to move down, back down south to, like, Florida, just saying. Nigga, shut the fuck up, because you ain't never been there.
He's a fucking ass. I'll let you talk to me.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. But I want to actually go back down there, just because, like, I miss being there, but, like, yo, there's some crazy shit out there, too, that, like, we can invest in shit out there.
I've always wanted to go to Florida. Just never wanted to live.
I would like to see what the kind of places they have down there.
What do you mean, like haunted shit or just like houses and shit?
But just what's out there, like anything that's haunted or anything really.
Bro, there's a stretch of highway that goes from, I think, Orlando towards, I think it's like I-4 or some shit or whatever the fuck it's called. And that's allegedly it's haunted, but a lot of those places, I guess in Florida, were built on like burial grounds and shit or somewhere like that. I mean, look out here in Allentown. A lot of places out here, there's like ancient burial grounds out here too. But I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find shit to do. It's not that hard.
Well, and I'm really excited to start these videos though.
Yeah, facts, same here. You got any experiences that you've dealt with so far or anything happened to you since working at this job?
Nothing really, just
because apparently the other night we were watching something off a travel channel. And it was like My Paranormal Survivor or some stupid show like that. And we're sitting there, we're watching it, right? And one of the people's tickets got into our box, or into our pile. And the person that I told you I was working with was like, how the hell did they get in there? And she's like, it must have been a ghost. I looked at her, I was like, a ghost? Really? Really? A ghost put the ticket inside our ticket? Yeah. And she started laughing. I was like, you ain't no damn ghost.
Oh, see, James, I told you Fort Lauderdale is south.
I know where Fort Lauderdale is, bro.
That's what I said. She lives north of Fort Lauderdale.
Where is she?
She lives in Boca.
Which is where?
It's up north of Fort Lauderdale, which is, if you go up and north, or it's south of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think it is.
Across from Tampa Bay.
No.
Like the other side of Tampa Bay.
Oh. Really? Yeah. Alright, maybe. I don't know.
Are you like near the Gulf of Mexico or
Gulf of Mexico would be part of Tampa Bay, dummy. Tampa Bay is on the Gulf of Mexico as well.
Okay, so she's on the... Alright. I didn't know if you're east or west.
Hello? Hello, 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 hello. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Hey, you. Oh, it's not working.
Okay.
All right, we got radio silence again. Gang, gang.
You're like legit on the east coast.
All right. I don't know what to say right now. 711. What's the number to 911? 119. Help. Yo. Don't know what the fuck happened here, but yo, get a little of this one. So I told Joey, or whatever the fuck you want to call him, JoJo. Ho ho. That's a bird. Who's that Pokemon? So, anyway. So, you know, because we, I'm not going to say what we do, because I don't know if we get in trouble for this, but probably not. But yeah, we self-medicate. I think that's the proper term for you. So I was telling him that we should start doing a podcast together since we live in the same house.
Yeah.
Not on YouTube, but like I could upload it onto Himalaya where me and him that way. I mean, you know, because we do from time to time have high, not going to use the other word, moments. But that's just because we like to self-medicate a lot.
She just said that she had 20 kills. She said, if I was a Pokemon, she'd Pikachu.
She said. If you were a Pokemon, she'd Pikachu or Pikachu or some shit. Yeah. Fuck out of here. Anyway.
Pikachu or Pichu?
No.
Well, all right. Because
Separate conversations here. My brother's on the phone with his friend, and she's talking about like she had a Pokemon joke that was like, if you were a Pokemon, I don't fucking know.
Pikachu.
What? A Pikachu. Fucking dumbass. Anywho, I lost my train of thought, you fucking lint liquor. You kumquat? Anyway.
You lint liquor?
You fuck. See that video. But yeah, so we're gonna, I think then we're gonna do a podcast.
You cutie queen.
I think it'll be funny as fuck.
You never seen that video?
Like, I don't know how it's funny as fuck, but it'll be funny as fuck.
But they're using,
like, kid, like, kid, what is?
She's like, cutie queen, and he's like, you liquor.
Excuse me.
Yeah, for real.
Again, we have radio silence. I don't know why.
Radio silence.
Fossils. Roger what? Roger. What's my name? Moose.
Cow.
What? Cow. What?
Fucking hell.
Fuck it.
I don't fucking know, dude. I just...
Shazoo.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
It's... Just let us be. We're at that peak right now. We're at that... I can get high.
What the...
it's okay.
I got five on.
What? Well, it's too much over here. We had radio silence, and then I had to, like, make up for the radio silence. I had to do some stupid shit. And then we were just over here talking about some, I don't know, fuck we just got done talking about. And now we're here.
That must be.
You were there, and he was there. And Batman was there.
Batman was there, really? What?
So here's my question for you, bro. All right, because me and my brother kind of had it today. Well, not really had it, but now you know what a vigilante is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you a question.
So here's my question for you. Okay. So you have Batman, who's a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
You have Batgirl, Robin, the Green Arrow. But you know, just there's a list of vigilantes that I'm not gonna say your name off, you know, off the top of my head. But now look, this is what I was trying to get at with my brother. Is the simple fact that Superman, if you think about it, and you have to think about this, he's an alien, okay? So his normal form would be an alien. So he's also wearing said mask to cover up that he's actually an alien instead of being a human. So technically he's also a vigilante, but he has superpowers. No. Does that make sense? And we have radio silence again.
No, it's because he's trying to hide his identity.
Alright, well, if you're saying something, I'll wait till you get reconnected, because this shit's pissing me off. But think about that for a second, because he's
wears a hood. Wears a mask. Batman is a vigilante
because
he wears a mask.
But see, you're putting... Okay, so here's my question. Spider-Man, what is he? Because he has superpowers.
He's a vigilante too.
But how? He has superpowers.
Doesn't matter.
Nigga,
Anybody who wears a mask is a vigilante.
So then...
Anybody who tries to save the city... Anybody who tries to save the city and wears a mask is a vigilante.
So what's his name? Is a vigilante. If you think about it, he's not an actual human being. He's an alien. He's wearing
he does wear a fucking cape.
He's wearing a mask, bro. You gotta think. No, fuck the cape. You have
his mask. Is his face? Is his face?
No, bro. Because if he goes back to where's he from?
Krypton. If he goes back to Krypton, he looks exactly the same.
He's an alien. He's an alien.
The only thing that he does is when he tries to hide his disguise when he's out of fucking when he's trying to be a normal human being.
But he's not. He's an alien. I love how we're having this conversation because there's no radio talk here. There's absolutely nothing. So I hope you hear this conversation and don't think I'm fucking talking to myself. You might as well have like a 3-way podcast next time. You, me, and him.
Yes, they're most vigilantes because they wear masks. They
have
their identities being out there, therefore they wear masks, therefore they consider vigilantes.
What do you consider Ant-Man and Wasp? wasp girl thing.
They wear a mask. They're vigilantes. Anybody who wears a mask is considered a vigilante.
We all wear masks.
That's what the definition of a vigilante is. Anybody who tries to save a city and wears a mask to hide their identity.
We all wear masks.